All right, I'm getting conflicting signals. Who do we have, Brian?
It's not my job.
Is Sedano there?
He's not yet, but we're going to get him in a second.
Okay, and then Cappy just walked in. All right, so we'll just keep going.
There he is. It's not a crosstalk with Cappy in the flesh.
Yeah, no, Cap was at the game last night.
Whoa.
He came by, said hi to me and Pepe.
Did you wave?
No, he did not wave. And by the way, Pepe, there are some people in this building that owe you an apology.
Oh.
Because there was a group of people, including Greg Bergman, by the way, who said they would wave from the suite. And Michael and I looked up to the suite, and there was no one in it.
So Cappy, me, and Steffa Alexander were down on the floor, okay. And we all waved to Pepe.
Yeah, but we were all looking in the suite. So yeah.
Because you never look to the right place. I mean,
all right, I'm going to look at you, and I want you to point where I should look.
Let me tell you something, okay? I have a
no one has waved back at you in 2 years.
I have a little bit of respect for some of these people, but Cappy and Greg. My respects, because you came yesterday and say hi. Always. Thank you very much.
Pepe and I have a battle. It's really one of the few things we disagree about. Pepe, for years, when they introduce us on the Jumbotron at the games, and they say, so if you want to listen to the game on KWKW with Pepe Montilla and Samuel Jacobo, and then they get a shot of Pepe and Samuel, and Pepe rises like a dictator, and he waves to his right, and then he waves to his left, and Michael and I contend that literally no one is waving back at him. And
which is a lie.
You think that is untrue.
It is untrue.
I just point out anybody, one person.
I cannot point. Either I wave or I point.
Okay, point. I'm going to look at you when you're waving, and then just point where somebody's waving back.
I cannot point when I'm waving.
You know what we got to do? We got to have a cameraman there. All right. We got to have somebody on social.
That's what we'll do. Last night it was Josh was there with his camera. Greg, well, there may not be another if there's another game at Crypto, have Josh or whoever or Parker or Cody or whoever is
stand behind him
and stand behind Pepe when he waves, and then see if they can get.
We've done this.
You know what we could do too?
Back. We've done this, and there's nobody there.
We can have Pepe can wear a GoPro. You could wear a GoPro on your head.
That would be awesome.
It'd be
wear
Pepe Vision
on your forehead. No, a I'm big GoPro. No. Cappy's got a guy.
No. I love this.
Listen, a guy was sitting right in front of us.
Like in 111?
And he got up and started waving at me.
By the way, Pepe, did you notice on Sunday? He's back. The weed guy's back.
I send you a text.
I know. We both got a contact high. It was, why can't they smoke that guy out? Where is he?
I've
been looking for like 4 years. I can't find him.
Me too. And it really bothers me.
Well, you know, the guys from Minnesota said to me, how do you guys work in this environment not drive home stoned? And we went, I don't know. I think we've built up a tolerance to it, don't you think?
Well you're the one doing 30 milligrams every night.
Well, they just help me sleep, but that's my boy Cap helped me out. Yeah. Oh, Cap, you're very excited. Callaway Club arrived.
Did it arrive? God,
can't wait.
Yeah?
Can't wait.
Really?
Yeah, can't wait.
Oh, I love it.
But
what's going on with your mustache?
It's not really a mustache.
It's a goatee. Don't sell him short.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot going on.
It is a lot. Take a look at this, Ramona. Take it all in here. Because it's very gray down here, you know?
That's what happens to me. If I try and grow a beard, for some reason it comes in gray.
You shape it a little more up top.
You think it's got to get shaped?
Up top, yeah. Like, it's the mustache part that's a little much. The goat actually looks good.
You like the goat.
You got to go a little
more tighter.
Yeah, a little tighter.
I just, you know what happened?
I can do it for you. Do you get your clippers?
Not with me, but if you you would really shave this for me?
Yeah, I got it for you.
Do you have this? Are you here tomorrow?
I'm kind of like the family barber.
Are you here tomorrow? Are you in?
I'm on TV and I can walk over afterwards.
Yeah, I would love for you to shave.
I got you.
I think you look better without.
Yeah, you know,
without
just
anything, because you look like Lousy Pancho Villa.
Lousy Pancho
Villa. Lousy Pancho Villa.
Or as Bergman calls me, what do you call me, Bergman?
I call you Evil Cappy.
Evil Cappy.
Evil Cappy.
There you go.
Evil
Cappy, exactly.
Because I'm a villain.
That's right. We now welcome from the great nightlife of Bristol, Connecticut.
Oh.
No, nope, New York City.
Oh, you're in New York today.
Oh, nice.
What happened? What, you got a hall pass? You got to go to New York?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm already done having meetings in Bristol. As soon as I was done at 3:15, I drove straight to New York City.
That's nice.
I've never been prouder of you.
I'm here for 2 days.
So you were doing the schmooze.
I was doing the schmooze. And by the way, tomorrow, Momo, I'm having a lunch with a dear friend of ours.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
One Anthony Reale.
Oh, Tony Reale. I tried to text him and do our random call to Tony Reale.
Yeah, boy, he is a good dude. That guy, man. He's a nice guy.
Ramona and I think we had this conversation once. He is in the top 3 to 5 nicest people at ESPN.
Right. Yes. I have a couple of friends like this. When I met Reale, somebody forewarned me on this. They said, you're going to wonder, is it possible for the guy to be this nice? And you're going to think there's another shoe that's going to drop? And there is not.
Yeah, he's really that guy.
Yeah.
No
shoes will drop. He's like everybody has a friend in their life that is genuinely nice and roots for you and other people all the time. Mm-hmm. He's one of those guys. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nicest human. Tim Kirkjian is in that conversation. Okay. I'm trying to think who else.
Well, I mean, the way you fawned all over Kevin Harlan yesterday put him in that group.
Well, I'm talking about ESPN.
Oh, these are only ESPNers.
I mean, nice
by the way, Kevin Harlan is one of those guys.
Only ESPNers.
Yeah, Kevin Harlan's a really good dude. I mean,
yeah, but at ESPN, it's Reale. It's, Tim Kirkjian. I'm trying to think who
There's
else.
There's no other nice people?
Yeah, no, that's I'm pretty much like, it. It's a short list.
Everybody else has a little edge.
Yeah, although I'm talking about like nice, so nice that you're like, oh my God, this person is so freaking nice.
Yeah. You know?
And you're wondering, okay, there's got to be another side to him. Right. And they're just, with
those
some people,
two are in
just,
the conversation.
Like, where's the snark?
Nice
where's the cynicism?
You know?
Right. You know, it's there every once in
a while. I mean, you're not on that list, Cappy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Very few people are.
I'm not on that list.
Pepe might be on the list.
No, he's not on that list.
No, no.
Pepe's pretty nice.
When Pepe's not here, real SOB.
Oh.
Really?
You're totally kidding.
That's not respect right there.
Adam, you can't even keep
that is not respect. That is not respect,
Pepe's
my friend.
Pepe's life is a potpourri of lies. It's all a friend.
Let me tell you something, Daddy. Yeah, you're going to get mad.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm going to the Hollywood Bowl to the tribute to Jimmy Buffett. You know who's going to be there?
I'm so jealous.
Do you know who's going to be there?
Who?
The Eagles.
Yeah, no, not only that. Wait, I heard that
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I heard that it's gonna blow you away who shows up at that thing.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. I mean he's got the list is and by the way, there's some like younger people going. Sheryl Crow's going.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear about it. Yeah. I hear
you will keep on saying that I am an SOB.
Yeah. Well you are for not inviting me to the Jimmy Buffett concert.
No. Who are you going with?
I was gonna invite you, but now I'm not.
Well, I'm gonna be in Memphis.
Who am I going with? Who are you taking?
By the way,
you and Liz are going to the Jimmy Buffett concert, and I'm going to Gus's Fried Chicken with Michael.
Ooh.
You win.
Yeah.
Gus's Fried Chicken, though, is really good. Beto Duran also, like Cappy, not listening. He says Yogi Roth, super nice. Yogi Roth is an incredibly kind human being, but non-ESPN.
Yeah, but you
got to
understand something, George. You only came up with two people, so we were trying to give you other
people
in life.
That's the list.
Well, we went off the ESPN grid. That's okay.
Okay. Well, but you didn't listen. Just be honest.
I heard the whole thing. Yes, I did.
No, there's a handful of people that work here.
Look, Geeter is in that category.
Yeah, go Geeter, very much so. But like here, there are a couple people, like Carlos Sisu's.
Carlos genuinely.
Nah, Carlos got an edge. You just haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you something. You know who's really nice?
I
want to
see evil Carlo.
Tell me who's nice.
Brian.
Who?
Brian. Brian,
oh,
right
Brian?
There.
Brian?
Oh, Brian, Brian Cohen is. No, Brian Brian. Cohen is super
Brian
nice.
Brian. Yeah. Brian Cohen.
No, Brian's got, Brian. A, Brian's no, got Brian. A dark side.
My cousin. My
Brian,
cousin
Brian can go full humble on you.
Like he, and when he plays Brian, he goes Game of Thrones on you.
Yeah. Brian of Tarth.
All right, so Sedano and Cap settle an argument that basically was this room.
Okay.
Pepe, Ramona, and I against that room. Not Brian, but Laura and Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the argument. Laura and Greg really, really want the Lakers to blow it all up. Want them to get new coaches, new players. They want LeBron and AD gone.
Oh, wow.
Sedano, I'm literally offended by this take.
That's absurd.
I think that if you have two players that are playing at an all-NBA level,
mm-hmm.
You ride that horse until that horse bucks you.
Until that horse knocks you out into the play-in.
Cappy, where are you at on this?
Well, I will say this. I want them to bring LeBron back, and I want them to bring AD back for the same reason that I wanted them to bring Russell Westbrook back. I love the drama. I do. I love the, is LeBron going to play? Is he okay? Is Anthony Davis going to play? Is he soft? Is he tough? You know, what's the problem here tonight? I will say this, though. My guess is that Darvin Ham goes into this projected postseason in save your job mode.
Like
he's got to do something to be respectable in the postseason to save his job.
Let me ask you guys all something. Are we getting to a point where major coaches, major pro and college coaches, are not being given a fair shake. And Sonato, I don't know if you saw this.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Frank Vogel, who I know really well, there was a story today in Phoenix that if he doesn't get out of the play-in tournament, they're going to blow it up after 1 year.
Yeah, I believe that.
And I'm just like, what? I mean, 1 year, you're going to blow the whole thing up? Sonato, what are we doing here?
Don't go that far. That's professional sports. I've seen college coaches getting blown out in a year or two. Yeah. And like, it's like, they haven't even recruited a class, basically. Like one or two classes. That's just sports now. It's the reality of it. I agree with you. It stinks, but that's life now.
So Cappy, yes. You agree with a horse analogy with
the horse?
Yeah.
Which horse?
By the way, Beto chimes in with
the horse analogy.
Beto chimed in with an ESPNer. Freddie Coleman, 100%.
Yes, Freddie Coleman is really nice.
He doesn't have another shoe to drop.
You're right.
What about DeAndre?
Oh, DeAndre's very nice.
DeAndre's very nice.
DeAndre's an a-hole.
I don't know him well enough.
DeAndre and Brian Cohen.
To say whether or not you're like really
Brian
nice.
Cohen.
DeAndre and Brian Cohen.
He does smile a lot. Nice.
Nah,
Laura's got an edge.
Laura's got an edge.
Don't fool her. Don't let that fool you.
Don't mess. Do not mess with Laura.
I'm really nice.
Well, you're nice most of the time.
Come on,
Lindsay.
Like, what are you talking about?
Right, I'm not nice at all.
Lindsay, you are nice, but you definitely have an edge.
Yeah, get out.
Like, you and Mason are frenemies. Like, that's like, you got to have an edge to that.
It is, but there are very few people like reality that are like, that no one dislikes.
Yeah.
Like,
I like if you tell me you dislike Tony Reale,
you'd be
I'm like,
about
I
you.
Dislike you.
Yeah. You're the problem.
Yeah.
Agree. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see. Now, by the way, there's a game tonight everybody should watch.
What game is that?
It's on ESPN. Minnesota at Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're a Laker fan, what you want is for Minnesota to upset the Nuggets. Whoever wins that game has the inside track to the number one seed.
Yeah.
I now believe, Sonato, and I'm curious if you agree with me, I think the Lakers are the 10.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I think after last night, they're going to end up the 10. So the best they can do is get to the 8. I want the Nuggets on the other side of the bracket. Does that make sense?
No, I don't even think the Lakers can get to the 8, to be honest with you. Well, I mean, it would take some real luck at this point to get to the 8.
Here's my argument. Last year in the playoffs, when we played the Warriors, they had no answers for AD. That was almost a sweep. They couldn't get anywhere near the basket. And when AD is playing defense and protecting the rim, your guards can go way out and take away Now, it didn't help that Jordan Poole jacked up a bunch of terrible shots. But the Lakers won that series in 6, probably should have been 5. I think the Lakers, with a healthy AD, can win that game in San Francisco, the 9-10
game. What was the Lakers' record versus the Warriors this year with AD?
He
I think they're 101.
No. Well, he played in the 145-144 game. That was like the best game of the year.
Saturday night, double overtime. He only one quarter in one of the games, I think.
And he got poked in the eye, George, in the Warriors win at Crypto last month, and then he didn't play at all last night. So he only played in 9 quarters.
Well, I would say this. Phoenix or the Warriors are a better match. You don't want Sacramento because Domantas Sabonis owns AD.
Correct. And I don't know how it's going to shake out. Like, here's a weird thing. I'm getting on a plane tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Although Sacramento is dinged up. They don't have Monk and they don't have Herter.
I'm getting on a plane tomorrow at noon, and I'm flying to Memphis. I have absolutely no idea
where you're going after New Orleans.
Where I'm going or who we're playing.
Right, right.
The only thing I know now after last night is it's probably not going to be here.
Yeah. And you might, if it's New Orleans and you're in New Orleans, you might as well just stay.
We are. I just got a note from them.
New Orleans has every right to, by the way, they have every right to tank that game if they really want to, depending on where they're at.
They might, because then they can pick their opponent.
Correct.
I remember a couple of years ago, last year, Sacramento had a chance at the end of the season to pick their opponent.
Yep.
They could have played the Lakers or they could have played the Warriors.
Yep.
And because Mike Brown came from the Warriors and felt like he knew them better, he tanked the last game of the season, drew the Warriors, and it came back to bite him when Steph went off in game 7.
Right.
But, George, I think they're absolutely looking at that. New Orleans is looking at that, saying, who do we want to play and how do we manipulate it? I think it's a big part of the weekend.
See, this is where I get into – be careful what you wish for. Like, mess with the basketball gods. Because, like, John and I started the show talking about, should AD and LeBron even get on that plane to Memphis? They're both really sick. LeBron had to be, like, he
waited
until...
Yeah, why not put all your eggs in the basket?
Yeah, McMenamin said LeBron was so sick that he was in bed until the last possible second and showed up an hour before the game.
He sounded terrible in the postgame.
Yeah, AD showed up at the arena, felt really terrible, was really sick. He had to go lie down in the training room, and they finally just sent him home. And he said, during the game, AD was laying down, and he couldn't even watch the game. He was so sick. So do you really want those guys getting on a plane to go play Memphis?
And getting everyone else sick.
Right.
I don't think it's a I said this in the first segment of the show. I don't think it's a ridiculous idea to tell those two to stay home.
Because
I think they're going to get the 10 anyway. Even if they win those games.
I agree.
So why not put all our eggs in the play-in basket?
Because the tiebreaker with both Sacramento and Golden State.
Correct. And I do not think that even if they win, you know, those two games, that they necessarily move up. So why even mess with it? You know, I think these are all conversations that are being had.
So AD, now we're calling this flu-like symptoms, the same thing that LeBron had had. Is that what we're saying?
LeBron might have given it to him.
Okay.
Yeah, their lockers are right next to each other.
Okay. And so anybody
Momo,
else?
You sound a little congested. Yeah, you got something going on there?
Momo, are you going to get us sick?
Yeah, a little bit. No, I'm not. I've had it for a few days.
You're going to get us sick.
No, you know what happened? I stayed up all night Friday writing the story on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
How'd that go? I haven't read it yet.
Pretty good. It's a good story.
Okay, good. I'll read it.
I stayed up all night writing. And then Saturday, I got like 2 hours of sleep because Daniel had T-ball at 8:00. Mm-hmm. So I went to bed at 4 and I got up at 7. Right? Ooh. And it wasn't like I slept really well for those 3 hours I was in bed. Okay. So then I had the whole day. Then I went to Lakers-Cleveland that game because I was like, well, we got to go to these games. And then I got some sleep Saturday night, but it wasn't great. And that's like, it's just the recipe for disaster,
so
right?
Wednesday, so
then,
you're run down.
Yeah, Sunday I decided to stay in because I was like, oh, I'm really tired. I can skip that Minnesota game. I didn't want to, but I did. And then Jacob had a little cold, so I'm sure I just got his little cold.
Okay. All right, so Momo, how did you enjoy being the A today?
It was okay. It's still too much work. I mean, like I don't have that gene in me, right? Like, I don't have this,
You did well.
I did okay, yeah. I mean, look, Greg did all the work, okay? Greg did, like, rundown, all the prep, all that stuff. And then there were times where I was like, okay, John, just take us a break. Okay.
Oh, wait, Johnny, I got, like, a little tiny ounce from you. So John, your new Callaway driver
showed up. It's in the box. I'm going to play with it as soon as I get back from this trip.
How do you think Mason would have handled this, though? If corporate Greg and Morales would have said, Mason, we just think Momo is ready to shine. Like, this is her role. She's the future.
So Greg, we tried to have you do this last week. You didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I didn't.
So this is my prediction. I think.
Yeah,
Mason would check out. I think he would start texting people on his phone. He would start, you know.
He says that he wants to be the B.
All right. Well, next time Ramona's in.
Oh yeah, always says that. He was like, oh, it's so much easier.
Yeah, but
I just sit back and react.
Yeah, but he won't do it.
I mean, it is easier to be the B, but you have to be a good B, you have to really be engaged, you have to be interesting, and come with stuff.
Right. I think he would check out.
I think so, too.
You need to write there. We'll see.
All right, Sedano and Cap coming up next full show today. Pepe, thank you.
First full show in weeks.
And Momo, good job
today. You got to get stretched out.
Go get some Sudafed.
Well, that's what we did yesterday, two and a half hours. We did an hour. We did an hour, then 2.5 hours, and now we're doing the full 3.
Beautiful. All right, Sedano and Cap next, ESPN LA.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bing, bada, bada, boop. Ding, do, da, 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 ding. Da.
Oh, dude.
I like that shirt you're wearing.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
You're a handsome man yourself.
Thank you.
Kevin Harlan last night.
Yeah.
At the game. It was one of those love fest kind of moments, George.
Right.
You know, I went to see Kev, as I like to call him, mm-hmm. before the game.
Yeah.
And he told me, he's like, my man, I freaking love you, man. And I said to him, hey,
yeah,
I love you too, bro. Mm-hmm. You know, so then we were hugging it out. But it wasn't just, George, there's a different level of hug when you hug up on somebody and then you hold on to them. And then when they give you the chest pat, you know, like when somebody's actually tapping you on the chest.
Right.
It's like it's just a whole new level of love. You understand right. what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
So.
It's good love.
Oh, it's great love.
Did you see Megan Thee Stallion?
Okay. So let me talk about this for a second. Because, George, I want to tell you something. I know we're going to go deep into the Laker game.
I mean, there's a lot to go deep on.
What happened last night? Why they lost? What it means? Right. Where they sit in the playoffs? What's going to happen, et cetera? We got a lot of basketball to talk about, all right?
See. Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you about my night last night. I want to run a couple of things by you, all right?
Sure.
After I got done hugging it out with Kevin Harlan,
right.
and he asked me, how's the family? And I asked him, how's the family and the grandchildren and, and the schlepping around the country with all the travel? And he's asking me about all my kids in college and who's graduating, who's going in, blah, blah, blah. I went looking for Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was walking around the court. Yo, Megan. Yo, Stallion.
Where
girl,
you at?
Yeah, girl, where are you at? You know? Right. And I walked around that court and I was doing laps, George. Mm-hmm. And I got no Megan Thee Stallion.
She was not in the house.
I didn't even get Megan Thee Stallion.
Right. She wasn't in the house.
I don't know what happened last night.
What are you drinking there?
Water. Oh. Yeah, water. I don't know what happened to Megan last night. Stallion. Yeah.
Maybe she was at Wabba Grill because she knew that Wabba Grill is the Sedano and Cap sponsor for the 4 o'clock hour here on 710. Presented by Wabba Grill. Kids eat free at Wabba Grill. Bring your kids for free chicken or tofu mini bowl with any entree purchase weekdays. After 4 p.m., restrictions apply.
Let me tell you something right now. There are so many buses driving up and down Figueroa in downtown L.A.
Yeah.
And every bus seems to have the Wabba Grill Kids Eat Free sign on the side of the bus with the QR code.
Right.
Now, the QR code is a brilliant concept, assuming the bus is at a stop sign.
See.
It's not such a great idea when the bus is flying by me and I'm trying to get the QR code. You feel me?
Well, I mean, right. If it's at a red light, you're good.
Right. Yeah. I walked out of the East Central this morning, and there was an artist standing.
Well, I called you this morning while you were on the elliptical.
Right. And after that, I got done. I went back to my room. I showered up, and I got down onto the streets.
Yeah.
I go down onto the streets, and I'm leaving the East Central to walk across the street to LA Live.
Yeah.
And there's an artist standing on a ladder, George.
Like an actual artist.
Like a real artist on a real ladder. And you know,
as opposed to a fake one, right?
Right. And you know, the East Central has the spot Nixo right above on the second floor.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
This guy was painting on the side of the wall underneath the Nixo sign.
Yeah.
A Kobe Bryant mural.
Oh, that's cool.
It was super cool. And this is like, I don't know, 8:30 in the morning or so. Mm-hmm. And then this afternoon, about 2:45, I went back. And then as I was coming back, this guy, he'd literally been standing on a ladder from like 7 in the morning till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon painting this Kobe Bryant mural. It looks so cool.
Right.
So cool, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see it when I get back.
All right, so let me tell you. So I go looking for Megan Thee Stallion last night.
Yeah.
Can't find my girl.
But you end up in the suite at 710 suite.
Right. But, you know, before I even leave the floor.
Oh, okay.
You know, as I'm looking for Megan Thee Stallion.
You were looking for the king?
Well, you know, I took a picture of LeBron. I posted it on Twitter and I said, yo, Megan Thee Stallion. Because, you know, I like to tag people in my posts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
LeBron decided to show up because remember, an hour before the game, he still wasn't there.
Right.
LeBron decided to show up. Yo, Stallion, where are you at? Because I thought me and the Stallion last night could do a little twerking together.
Correct.
But that didn't happen.
No.
I feel like you can't be like seen at two Lakers games in a row, though, type of thing, unless it's the playoffs.
Well, I mean, the way she was dressed on Sunday.
I know.
I mean, that you got a lot to do on Tuesday night. I mean, how do you beat that fit, you know? But I was hoping that she was going to check out my Travis Scott Nikes. Mm-hmm. And then she was going to know that I'm down. What are you laughing at?
Okay.
Because I don't know. She would have been, you know.
God, you're so thirsty, Kat.
She would have been like, oh, my God.
With the thirsty.
She would have been like, oh, this middle-aged white guy is down AF.
Yeah, no, you're just freak, so man. Thirsty, man.
No, yeah. Man, she would have dug it. I'm telling you, I did see though. Harlan said this to me, George. He goes, "How did you like my call?" I said, "George and I loved your call." And now the pressure's on Mike Breen. I mean, if Kevin Harlan's going to come on the air and he's going to do play by play of me dunking on a fool,
right?
Then it's on Mike Breen now to come back and have you dunk on me.
I want him to do me doing a step back three, crossing you over, making you fall on your butt. And then me hitting a three in your eye.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to require something like that. Because when I made you my Austin Reeves, I mean, it's embarrassing.
Right. I want him to say, like, Sedano crosses up Kaplan. Oh, Kaplan hits the deck. Step back three for Sedano. Bang! Yeah. Something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's on you.
It will be a celebration, Sedano, after you hit that three on him.
Oh, you got to go three to the dome. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like Carmelo Anthony.
Dome.
I feel like Carmelo Anthony had the best three. Carmelo Anthony had the best three-point celebration.
What about Dame Time?
Oh, you know, Dame Time's good, too. Okay. Dame Time's good, too.
I like the you can't see me.
I give it to the veins.
Ice in the veins?
That's very Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, no, I give that. I give that to the veins.
Get out of here. Ice in the veins is played out already.
What do you mean? Come on, man. So is you can't see me. Come on, man.
No, but three to the dome is only Carmelo Anthony.
All right. You're going old school. I can feel you.
Yeah.
So I get done down on the floor. I'm looking for Megan Thee Stallion. Can't find my girl, right?
Okay.
I hug it out with Kevin Harlan. That's beautiful, right? I go up to the 710 suite last night, and I'm with the most famous person other than LeBron in the entire Crypto.com arena. You want to know who that is? Let me tell you the most famous person in Crypto.com is other than LeBron.
And you.
And me, of course.
Yeah.
It's Jacob Imrani.
Oh, come on. We know that.
Freaking Jacob is so ultra famous, it's ridic.
Ridic.
Okay? For
U-less.
Real. Right. And everybody who comes to the suite when Jacob has a suite is famous too. I'll give you an example, George.
Okay.
Guy walks into the suite. I'm looking at this guy. He's looking at me. I'm like, I know this mother effer. I know this guy.
Right.
Okay. I know this guy for sure. God, how do I know this guy?
Right. How do you know him?
How do I know him? I'm like, then it hits me because he introduces himself. He says, I'm Maz. Maz. Oh, yeah, I know you, bro. Okay. I know who you are. Do you know who the comedian Maz Jobrani is?
I mean, I don't know his work, but I know who he is.
Oh, my God, dude. He's like one of my faves. I love Maz Jobrani, and I saw him, and I'm like, I know this guy. Give me a little Maz. Give me some Maz here today, Deion.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dre. So I love Maz Jobrani.
Right, so you got to meet him through Jacob.
I've met him before. I've had him on the air before. I'm like, I know this guy. So me and Maz Jobrani, that's it, man. Hug it out like it's me and Harlan.
You're
right?
Best friends now.
Oh, best friends. We're texting all morning together, he and I.
Okay, great.
Let me tell you who else I hung out with last night.
Who?
Because Jacob is so famous that he brings in famous people.
Okay, who else?
Do you happen to know who Timothy Tillman is? Does that name sound familiar to you?
No,
Timothy Tillman.
I don't know Timothy Tillman.
All right, let me play this for you. And this is going to tell you who Timothy Tillman is. Go ahead, DeAndre.
Oh. Yeah, LAFC. Yeah.
So Timothy Tillman is a player for LAFC.
Yeah, he's a midfielder. Yep,
25-year-old kid from Germany. And I hung out with Timothy Tillman all night last night, which was really great. But then
Right.
When the night was over, because I spent a lot of time with this next young brother right here.
Yeah. Can you wrap this up quickly? Because it's already like
I was late. Say.
I mean,
this story has literally gone for like 7 or 8 straight minutes.
And by the way, it can go a lot longer. Okay?
I'm sure it could.
Okay? All right. Yeah. And then at the end of the night, do you happen to know who Romeo on your radio is?
How do you know Romeo on your radio?
Because Romeo on my radio
from K-Day
is now my best friend.
Oh, no, he's okay. Not.
Yes, he is.
You didn't know him until last night.
Yes, he is. And you know what he said to me when I was when we were leaving? Because this morning, I turned on Romeo. I told him, I'm going to listen to you on the radio this morning. I turn him on, and he's playing the song. I love this song. I got 5 on it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Romeo last night goes like this, because now the Lakers are going to lose, and there's no coming back.
Right.
He goes like this. He goes, well, Cap, that's a wrap. I gotta go. So now, me and Romeo on your radio are best friends, bro. You feel me?
I feel you. You know, he's from the Lou, like the Cam brothers originally.
He's a great dude. And I feel a Sedano and Cap and Romeo on your radio
collab
coming.
Okay.
A collab is coming, brother.
I'm totally fine. You can have Romeo on the radio. Romeo on your radio, come in studio if you want.
Not your radio, yo radio.
Yo radio.
You got to get down, dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, Cappy, thank you for your travails from last night as you gallivanted around Crypto.com Arena.
I'm still looking for
just
Megan
making new friends.
That's right.
Yes. Megan, he's still looking for you.
That's right, I am.
Coming up next, Cappy, let's actually get on to why Romeo on your radio left, okay? Which was the disaster that was your Los Angeles Lakers, okay?
Ready
for that?
I am so down.
But before that, you got to tell them about the Water Boy.
Let me tell you something about the company, the Water Boy, and I want you to call my guy, Omer. His number is 818-518-5055, 818-518-5055, the Water Boy leak detection. So this is a completely true story. This past weekend, Rachel and I are over at her place, and she had me doing some landscaping, George. I was doing manual labor. These are not the hands of a manual laborer, okay? When I'm just, I mean, they're soft like palm olive, you know what I mean? And I'm doing all this gardening work over at her house, and there's this leak, and we can't figure out where it's coming from, and we're sort of trying to figure out that we think it's coming from the neighbor's house, and it's underneath their garden. It must be like their sprinklers, and then the water is leaking from their property and like under her staircase and onto her driveway. And I said to her, and this is exactly what I said to Rachel. I said, Rachel, we need to call Omer at the Water Boy leak detection, 818-518-5055. That's 818-518-5055, because we don't know where the leak is coming from. But that's what Omer does. He comes in and he uses this state-of-the-art equipment that allows him to both visually and acoustically inspect your pipes to find where is that leak coming from? Why are you getting these ridiculous water bills and you can't figure out what's going on here? You told your kid to stop showering so much. You told your kid to stop washing your car so much, and the water bills keep on coming. If you need to find the leak, I got the guy. It's Omer at the Water Boy Leak Detection. 818-518-5055. 818-518-5055. Call Omer at the Water Boy Leak Detection today.
Oh, come on. You're a buster, Cappy?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, am I?
I don't want your number.
Am I a buster?
Are you a buster or a scrub? Which one? I mean, neither is good.
Then I'm neither.
I mean, maybe that's what Megan, why didn't she didn't show up yesterday? She thought you were either a buster or a scrub.
I don't know, but Romeo on your radio, he would be able to tell me.
Do you hang out at the passenger side of your best friend's ride, trying to holler at girls?
No, I drive.
Okay.
No, I drive.
I think you might be all right then.
I'm all right?
I think so.
George, I'm telling you right now, there's a huge collab coming between Sedano and Cap and Romeo on your radio.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
Huge collab. It's coming. It is
coming.
I love
it, Cappy.
And there might even be a collab coming between Sedano and Cap and Maj Gibrani.
Okay.
Seriously.
Cappy, feel free to just, you know, do what you want to do.
I'm offering everybody collabs.
I'll ride with it.
I'm offering everybody free collabs around here.
Okay.
You know that there's also a collab coming between Sedano and Cap and two dudes in one podcast, Crypto Ray and Casper Villa. You've got a podcast. You know that there's a collab coming
there,
too?
I saw that. I saw that in the Circle of Trust. I'm very excited.
All right, support our guys.
I'll try to take a listen.
Yeah, support our guys, man.
Yeah.
Support our guys.
I'll try to take a listen at some point here. So, although, you know, I'm in New York City, so it'll be a little busy tomorrow, but, you know.
I understand. Well, if you're walking
maybe
around
on
the
flight.
Streets.
Yeah. Maybe on a flight. You know?
There you go.
That's where I do a lot of my podcast listening anyway.
Well, today is, as you just said, it's the first full show that we've had in quite some time.
Right, and the Lakers gave us a bleep load of content today.
No doubt about it. Now, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm in shape for it today. You know, I mean, it's been 2 weeks. Been doing combo plates and been doing, you know, short shows. I mean, do we have what it takes to do a full 3 hours today, George?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, look, Cappy, the reality is last night, the Lakers did not have Anthony Davis. LeBron was not 100%. That aside, the end of that game, like, well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the Warriors just completely, like, annihilated them from beyond the arc. Like, yep. It just, and by the way, a lot of it was open. Draymond hit 5 threes or whatever it was, 4 of them wide open. And what is wide open? Like, what constitutes wide open? Because the NBA tracks this stuff, for people that don't know. They have cameras in every building, and they use this system called Second Spectrum, right? And it tracks everything from how fast guys run to how the distance between guys, et cetera, et cetera. 4 of Draymond's 5 3-pointers that he made were wide open, which means there wasn't anyone within 6 feet of him, okay? Now, I get it. He's not Steph Curry. He's not Klay Thompson. But to not be within 6 feet, especially after he's hit a couple, you know what I mean? Like, I get you, if you want to dare him once or twice, but once he's hitting it and he's feeling it, you got to at least try to guard him a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that Draymond talked about after the game was once the Warriors knew that there was no Anthony Davis, for them, that changes everything because they know that Anthony Davis isn't going to be coming out on anybody. He's not going to affect anybody's shot. And Draymond, I will say this to his credit, I mean, besides his analysis, I mean, he was 5 for 5 at one point in this game from 3-point range.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one thing if he goes 2 for 5 and you're like, wow, geez, Draymond's hitting a couple of threes tonight. But 5 for 5?
Do you want to know the last time he hit 5 threes in a game?
My guess would be never.
No, he's done it. 2016, year that they won 72 games.
Really? 2016?
Yeah.
Wow, 8 years ago.
Correct.
Jeez, I was just getting divorced about that time. So lots happened. Lots happened between then and now.
Yeah. You know? So... like, the Warriors shot a record versus the Lakers. 63%, Cappy.
No, 63.4%.
Okay, on threes. 63.4% on threes. And they took more than 40. They had over 40 attempts. So let me put this into NBA historical context for you. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. In NBA history... and this is obviously more recently, there's been a lot more teams that have done this, but still, it's still kind of wild. They've been playing in the NBA for over 75 years, okay? 3,400 times in an NBA game over all those years, okay? Teams have shot 40 or more threes.
Mm-hmm.
No team has ever shot better than the Warriors did last night when they've attempted that many threes.
Right.
Like, that is like... the threshold of, hey, I'm shooting a lot of threes because it's 40 attempts. Like, that's kind of where the line of demarcation. That's what the Lakers went up against yesterday. And now, this likely means they're in this 9-10 game. Like, that seems very likely because I decided to do a little research today.
Okay. Captain. All right, research.
I emailed our friends at ESPN Stats and Info.
So, are you saying that the research you did was emailing them to do the research for you?
Correct.
Okay, good job.
I mean, that's what you do.
And delegate, Jack.
Well, when you got the those resources, you use them. Okay? So I asked them, "Hey, what's the percent chance that the bottom 4 or 5 teams in the Western Conference make the play-in? Or they're going to play in the play-in? Like, what is the likelihood percentage-wise?" So let's start with the New Orleans Pelicans, Kevin.
Okay, go ahead.
26.8%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pelicans more than likely are going to be out of the play. The Phoenix Suns, who got destroyed last night.
Boy, they were being humiliated last night by the Clippers. And then turn around and, come play tonight. Come play Clippers Suns tonight over at Crypto. I mean, they had to play last night in Phoenix, and then they turn around and come play
home and home. Baseball series back to back.
And by the way, just one thing on that game last night between the Clippers and the Suns.
We can get into it further later, but go ahead. One thing, go.
But one thing is this. Two players, two big stars. I mean, no Harden. And
correct.
No Kawhi.
Right.
And the Clippers still did that to the Suns?
Just curb stomped them, okay? So the Suns, 76.8%. So
that was violent. Curb stomp.
Fairly likely that they're going to be in the play-in. The Kings, 96.7.
Mm-hmm.
The Warriors, 99.8. The Lakers?
Don't tell me.
more than, you know, the more than sign?
Yeah.
You know, like kind of the sideways V?
Yep.
More than sign, 99.9%.
Jeez. Jeez.
See, so like 99.9 something, something, something percent that they're going to be in the play.
And let me ask everybody a question, okay? So do you honestly think that if the Lakers get in and they're the 10, and the reason that
it's... Lindsay thinks they can get out of the play-in even as the 10.
Right, and the likelihood of them being the 10 is because Golden State still has that other game. So while the Lakers today in the standings are 9 and Golden State is 10, the Lakers only have 2 games. Let's just presume for a moment they win the last 2 games. But let's say Golden State wins the next 3 games. Golden State moves up to the 9, the Lakers move down to the 10. You're telling me that the Lakers are going to go on the road and beat Golden State, a team that, frankly, this year has owned them. And I got it. There's no AD. LeBron's not at his best. And even though he played great and he scored 33 points. And by the way, I know we'll talk about this more. The end of the third quarter, the Lakers have it to like 5 points.
Oh, I got to get on Coach Hale.
What is LeBron doing on the bench?
Well, I got to get on. It's not so much LeBron being on the bench because LeBron's got to rest at some point. It's the... You know, the one thing I've had an issue with Coach Hammer, we can do this on the other side, is the lineup selection. And boy, did he draw my ire yesterday.
Oh, I can only imagine, because you've been on this Torian Prince thing. Somebody tell Torian Prince to stop shooting, please.
Let's touch on that on the other side, Cappy. But first, tell us about your prize picks for tonight.
Oh, great. Hey, I haven't made them yet today, but let me tell you about last night. So last night on prize picks, here's what I did, and I was really psyched about this because, George, usually I'll play 2 players and then I'll decide more or less. And when you play 2 players, what you do is you have 3-to-1 odds. So if you play $20 and your 2 players win for you, you're going to win $60. Last night, listen to this. I took LeBron James to score more than 25 points. I knew they were coming back. LeBron hadn't played the previous game. National TV, must-win situation, Golden State, Steph, the whole thing. LeBron, more than 25 points. Bang, no problem. They gave me a 10% discount, prize picks last night, on Luka. So his number, his prize pick number was points, rebounds, and assists was 51.5. They discounted it to 45.5. Luka had 67 total points, rebounds, and assists. So I nailed that. And then I knew that the Padres had this big comeback against the Cubs 2 nights ago where Fernando Tatis hit a game-winning home run. Dude, this team is so predictable. Score a bunch of runs, go cold. Score a bunch of runs, go cold. I took Tatis for less than a base and a half. He didn't even get on base. He was 0 for 4. $20 play on Prize Picks, 5-to-1, won $100 last night. Feeling pretty good about myself. Download the Prize Picks app right now. Use our code CAPPY, K-A-P-P-Y. Use our code CAPPY. They're going to match your first deposit 100% up to $100. So all you have to do is download the Prize Picks app, use the code CAPPY, and they will match your first deposit 100% up to $100. Let's all do it right now. Download that Prize Picks app.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure this was big in South LA.
I don't know where it was big everywhere, apparently.
Yeah. Well, it was number one in the UK today.
Mm. Good song.
Yeah. Eh. I don't know if I'd go that far.
No, you wouldn't go that far?
No. This is one of those earworm songs. It's not a good song.
I was just going to say, it's definitely an earworm.
It's an earworm? What does that mean?
Really? It means it gets stuck in your ear, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't have a problem with the song.
How are those blenders?
They're great, dude. I love these glasses.
Yeah.
These all blue ones.
Here's what you need, though.
I'm a model, George, is what I am.
You need readers, though, because you can't see.
Oh, no, I got them. I got them. I got readers right here. Check these out.
Yeah, let me see.
Check these out right here.
Switch them out.
I'm switching. I'm going from sunglasses to look at these bad boys right here.
Oh, but you need... Let me see.
Oh, man.
You're like really sophisticated.
Thank you.
Look up. Look up a little bit.
How do you think?
They're like down on your nose.
Yeah, I got to have them down on my nose. Because if I put them up close on my face, I can't see anything. I got to put them down on my nose.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Then you bought the wrong kind of readers.
Nah, they're all right. They're all right.
Why don't you buy readers with less prescription?
I feel like readers have to sit on the end of your nose. And
no,
then
they
when
don't.
You read them, you got to lift your head up and then you got to make a face.
What? Let me see this. Oh, let me look. Oh, I can actually see now.
See?
Or you can just wear regular glasses that fit exactly where they're supposed to fit and they have the right prescription and you can just see.
I mean, they do help a lot, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah,
I don't use them and I'm like still like fighting it, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But they do help a lot.
No, I love them. I use mine. I have all, you know me, I have all different colors. It's great.
Yeah, these are pretty good.
Cappy, you know what would have helped too? Because you said those readers helped. It would have helped if Coach Ham would have played a different lineup at the end of the third quarter.
Oh, Coach Ham, please. I mean, people are calling him Honey Baked now, which I think is kind of funny.
That is pretty funny.
I think it's pretty good. You know what I mean? Listen, look, I get it. LeBron has to rest, okay? I understand.
Right, you can't play 48, especially if he's sick.
Right, I understand, okay? I'll give it to LeBron that he's got to do some resting, okay? But when you're fighting to try and get the game back to where, you know, it's, I would call it within striking distance.
Yeah.
And you have reeled in Golden State, who, as you've pointed out already, George, is having a historic shooting night. Literally the greatest three-point shooting night in the history of the NBA. Mm-hmm. And you've got the game down to five. And LeBron is sitting on the bench, and Austin Reeves is sitting on the bench. And you've got Torian Prince just throwing up bombs from three-point range. That guy can't hit anything. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, 5 points expands to like 17 points in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, it was nuts. And the reason was, if you look at the lineup he put out there, I was stunned, like stunned when I saw this lineup. It was D'Lo,
mm-hmm.
Gabe Vincent.
Right. Well, by the way, Gabe Vincent, give that guy some credit. For a guy who's not played all season long, that guy is a very good defender. He made some very good plays in that game, forced some turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, for a guy who hasn't done much this year, he's come back in and made an impact. Keep going. Yeah,
he's a good defender. So D'Lo, Gabe Vincent, Torian Prince.
Terrible.
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Come on, man.
And Jackson Hayes. So you have four guards, basically. Because Torian, I don't care what anybody tells me, he's not a real small forward. He's playing the power forward position, which is even worse. Okay? He's not even that good at the small forward. He's an issue at small forward, which is why I've been yelling for months, you got to play Rui. Okay? Got to play Rui. And you played him at the four, okay? So you played a three-guard lineup, maybe even technically a four-guard lineup with Jackson Hayes, who's also not like a real center either. So this, to me, I was like stunned. Like when I saw this lineup, I was like, what? Like I immediately went to my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is LeBron? Forget about LeBron. I was like, who's in foul trouble? Like mm-hmm. I'm looking at this roster, and I know there's not a lot of options without AD, but like, where's Hachimura? Like, Hachimura does not play enough, in my opinion. Like, it's just stunning to me that was the lineup he threw out there. And I grabbed the pillow on my bed in my hotel room.
Yeah, what'd you
and
do?
I just, like, threw it. Like, I was like, are you freaking serious with this lineup?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, again, I'm looking down on the court, and I can see that LeBron is sitting on the end of the bench, and he's resting, and I'm going, okay, I understand LeBron possibly loading up to give it everything he's got in the fourth quarter. But if the game goes from 5 points to 12 points to 17 points, then what?
Right.
What's LeBron going to do? Go in the fourth quarter and bring these guys back, put them on his shoulders like he has earlier in the season against the Clippers? I mean, come on. He's been battling the flu. He's got no AD to help him. It was so unrealistic. And I'll tell you this, George.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have pointed this out on social media because the video is pretty obvious for everybody to see. Darvin Ham appears to be talking to the team during a timeout.
And then he gets up and walks away, and Austin Reeves kind of cuts in front of him.
And LeBron James seems to have absolutely no interest whatsoever in what Darvin Ham is saying.
This is where you guys are casuals, okay? That literally happens in the NBA every night.
Okay, maybe it does, and maybe people just point it out because they're looking for a story, okay? But here's what I'm going to say about Darvin Ham. The criticism that has been levied against him this year in many instances is justified, okay? The complaints about his lineup.
I don't disagree with that clearly because I've illustrated those lineup issues over a course of a season.
And I'll just say this, that if the Lakers don't make a respectable, and I'm not even sure what I'm going to call respectable yet, if the Lakers don't make a respectable playoff run, so hypothetically, let's say the Lakers go in as the 10, let's say they get bounced in the first game, let's say they don't make it into the playoffs, I cannot see.
His job could be in jeopardy. It's possible, yes.
Could be and should be, because if I'm LeBron James and I plan on continuing my career with the Lakers and I know that time is running out, I've got to find a coach that can help my team play championship caliber basketball. And by the way, I've got to find a roster that can help me as well.
Right. And we can, I don't know who that person is, but I don't know who would even be available to do that. Because we could tackle that in a moment. Okay. But I also, speaking of tackling, I want you to go ham here and not Darvin ham.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go ham about a specific quote that Jim Harbaugh and his new offensive coordinator have for your favorite team, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, really?
Okay. So I want to get into, I would continue the Lakers conversation, but I want you to hear this quote, because I feel like as soon as I saw this quote, I'm like, oh, this is literally just like giving like Cappy, like, you know, he's a shark circling the waters.
I'm going to go ham, huh?
Yeah.
Honey,
you're going to go ham.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But first, let me tell you about this, Cappy. If you get into an accident, and listen, you can get into an accident in a lot of ways here in Southern California. Slip or fall, car accident, Uber, Lyft, whatever. If you're injured in an accident, you got to call Jacob right away. Because, you know, look, we know Jacob's a great guy. He lets Cappy in his suite, all right? But you got to see a doctor if you get into an accident so you can get on the road to recovery. But what happens if you call the doctor and you do this yourself, right? And there's not an opening for a week or even 2 weeks. Well, when you call Jacob, Jacob will handle all the aspects of your case. That includes getting you a doctor's appointment, usually the same day, with a doctor in your area. And the doctor doesn't get paid until the end of the case, so you don't have to pay out of pocket at all to get the health care that you actually need. So even if you're in between jobs, you don't have health insurance, Jacob can immediately get you the medical attention you deserve. And if you're injured in any type of accident, again, just call Jacob, 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Guys, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Man, you call Jacob, he'll win for you. Call him at 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or visit him online at calljacob.com.